Blog Talk Radio.
Hi there. Happy Wednesday, and welcome to Divine Connections. You're here with Ryan Adragna, Jody Higgins, and I'm Lynn Bleasdale. Tonight we're talking about how we can understand the 12 dimensions of consciousness. I've been looking at this for a while this afternoon, and I was saying to Jody, I think my brain is bleeding, but I think I'm starting to understand it. It's a little bit like Stephen Hawking, like reading Stephen Hawking. You kind of have to keep going back. But it's not that complicated, I don't think. I think we complicate it as, I don't know, it's simply frequencies. But I think, Ryan, you are kind of the guy who has the most book learning on this stuff. Could you try to maybe clear it up? I've got a link I can read later, but you may know a bit more about this.
Well, I mean, I'd place in my life a tick back, heaven didn't want me, so I'm back here on this shitty third dimensional plane. And the only thing I should say crappy plane, sorry, this is supposed to be
PG
original. Well, fine, I'll talk like a drunken sailor. No, just kidding. At the very top of the rung, as far as my knowledge is concerned, we have the 12th dimensional frequency. What that frequency is in terms of physics, I can't tell you. I don't know what it is, but it is God, Allah, Prime Source, you know, whatever you want to call he, she. It's the he, she, the Godhead, the she-head. We live in the third dimension, which is space, time, and matter. And that's not news to anybody. I would hope it isn't. I mean, I don't know about the callers, but I kind of slept through physics in the 12th grade, but I didn't. And we live in the third dimension. And then when your soul, we have for the one dimension, we have the second dimension, we have the third dimension. And then we have the astral plane, which is the fourth dimension, and that's where most people go when they sleep. When people say they astral travel, then they're messing around in the fourth dimension, typically speaking, and that's where all your negative energies, your dark energies lie. That's the next step to where, say, for example. And when I say negative energies or dark entities, and when someone dies and they don't have a something to fall back on, like a belief system, whatever, like the George Carlins of the world, or your atheists or your agnostics, they become ghosts and they live in the fourth dimension because that's all they know. They there may have been a contract with them to experience that, you know. Just like Hitler did. So the astral plane, that's the fourth dimension, and that's where when I do all my healings and my readings, I always do protection prayer because when I work with customers, I always say, in order for us to accelerate from the third up to the higher vibrational frequency spirit realms, we always have to pass through the fourth dimension. And if you're not careful, they're like leeches, okay, or they're like vampires. They want to grab onto you. So that's why I always do protection prayer. And then there's the fifth dimension, which is akin to saying when someone, and I'm quite sure people have heard this on TV, they say they walked through a tunnel and there was a bright light at the end of the tunnel. Well, they're quite literally, as they're walking that tunnel, they're quite literally going through the third dimension. They're bypassing the fourth and going right into the fifth dimension where the light is. Then they become a light beings. That's the general population when people cross over. And then you've got the sixth dimension, which is your teachers and your coaches. Then you've got the seventh, eighth, ninth, tenth, and 11th dimensions, which consists of your guides, your angels, your ascended masters, your ascended master healers, your archangels, and your Arcturian Council, and all those higher vibrational frequency beings that have been around the block a few times. This wasn't their first rodeo. They've ascended to those vibrational frequency spirit realms for a reason. And, then when you, of course, you always have the option when you're at the 11th dimension, you can merge with Prime Source. You can become one again with God if you want to. That's the soul's prerogative, because we are all splinters of Prime Source energy. It's like, when I do my healings with people, when Moses walked up to Mount Sinai, the glowing bush was speaking to him telepathically, and Moses returned the finger telepathically and says, "Who are you? What is your name?" And the bush replied to Moses, "I am that I am. I am God." And in this physical 3D reality, we are splinters of the I am that I am in different frequency levels, be it from the, whatever frequency you chose to splinter off and go back to in the third dimension and learn. Maybe you're in the sixth dimension as a teacher or coach and said, "You know what? I think I want to go to Earth and become a master number 33, like in numerology, like Mother Teresa was. She was a master number 33. You go back to Earth and learn poverty, learn this, that, and the other thing." And she did that, and then she graduates. Her vibrational frequency increases, and she's probably a lot higher than the sixth dimension now. She's probably an ascended master healer, just like Jesus Christ is. I mean, so it all depends on how close you want to get to Prime Source and, how far you want to advance. I mean, so I guess that's my little take on it. And I'm not the expert at this. I have a spirit team that's very active and very, I don't want to toot my own horn, but they're very, they don't take no prisoners. They're very powerful, and I am very grateful and humbled to be of service to humanity, and I thank everyone that comes forward to work with me as a healer and to understand these dimensions, because people say, "Oh, holy cow. Oh, how can you possibly understand what the 11th of the 12th dimension is?" I don't know. I don't even know if a person who has 10 PhDs in different levels of physics could even understand it. And I think he can only understand it after you've been there and say, "Oh, okay." And I use the, and when people say, "Well, what do you mean by vibrational frequencies or different frequencies?" I use the analogy of a fan. When the fan is not on, it's very dense. The blades, you can see the blades. And it's in the third dimensional frequency. And there's twitches. You can turn that fan on at different speeds. At the very highest speed, 20 seconds later or 30 seconds later, you can't see those fan blades anymore. You can literally see through the fan blades and you can see the ceiling. And I know that's not the best analogy, but it's a frequency. As you increase the frequency, you become more invisible. You become more enlightened. You become more powerful. Is not the right word to use, but I don't know. I'm jaw-jacking.
I have a little definition that works here. I'm reading it off one of the links I was studying today, but it describes dimensions as a means of organizing different planes of existence based on their rate of vibration. Each dimension follows a certain set of laws and principles that are particular to the frequency of that dimension. I kind of get it.
and I think that has to do with learning and growth and development.
I'd say so. I mean, love being the 12th dimension, and that is the perfect source.
Yeah, and I think you hit the nail right on the head there, Lynn. I mean, when I think of that, it's like, okay, so say, for example, you've been a narcissist for a million years and you want to figure out how to make yourself better, well, now it's maybe time to learn how to be an empath and to help people instead of hurting people.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that is a way to increase your vibrational frequency and take a step up, just a step up the stairs. So, I don't know. And I don't know, in 50 years from now, when I cross over, whatever, I'll be like, oh, okay, yeah, that's how that works. I'll be like,
that's...
oh.
That's very, that you know,
right.
It's interesting.
That, yeah.
It's how people,
right.
Well, Anita Morjani, I'm sorry?
What's that?
Oh, I know Anita Morjani, she's one of the people that talks about her near-death experience, and that's exactly what she describes, is it suddenly all made sense. She said when we're on Earth, it's like we have a little flashlight, and we can only see what that flashlight illuminates. And she said it's actually, I've heard it described as a 360-degree view. It's fascinating. But have you ever looked at the concept of circular time, that it's kind of connected to this? This is another really freaky one. It means three dimensions cubed, or three times three times three dimensions, which is 27, that circular time theory states that over a very long period of time, things will repeat. And over an even longer period of time, things will repeat almost exactly, which is why we should be good, for goodness sake, because it's going to come back around. I don't know.
Oh, Lord.
I know.
Are we in trouble?
I'm trying to think, what did I do today? I think I was good. Anyway... It is quite a mind-blowing concept, but it is, if you think about a UHF antenna and a VHF antenna, they both pull in different waves of different frequencies. It's all physics, really.
I always kind
really
of
is.
See it.
Yeah, sorry.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, Judy, we've been
occupying
the floor. You go right ahead.
Oh, well, it's just one observation, but this is something that, and it's funny we're talking about this, because it's something I thought about from the time I was a little girl. It's like every dimension is a song on a radio, and they're all playing on a different needle at the exact same time.
Ooh, that's good.
It's a little mind-bending, right?
Yes, it is, but it's really good. It's a good mind.
Yeah, but that's true because, yeah, that Jody, that knocks it out of the park. I mean, you look at your AM dial, it goes from 530 all up to, what, 1800, something like that?
I just have to say it's really kind of funny because any time that I think about something like that, that is, like, bigger than me, bigger, more conscious thinking, there's a memory of getting this information before the age of 10. It is the strangest thing to me that I was given this kind of stuff when I was so little.
Yeah.
You guys are completely quiet. Did I just, like, freak you out completely?
I have a confession to make, Judy. I just heard the 90-second warning, and I'm like, oh, my goodness, I only put this show on for 15 minutes. So I was just changing our time, and I gapped right out.
Oh, okay.
I'm so sorry.
Surprise! That's okay. I just figured with complete and total silence, I freaked you out completely.
No.
I just had this flash of a title for a book. Everything I needed to know about the universe, I knew before the age of 10.
Yes. Have you ever had what is described as a moment of stasis? Flashes.
Catastic.
I don't know. I used to get them all the time as a kid, where suddenly, for a very brief flash, I knew everything there was to know. And by the time I went to grab it, it was gone. It's the weirdest experience, but I know other people have had it. It's not, like, unique to me. I'm not, like, bonkers.
Wow.
And it's been described as a moment of stasis. Anyway, look it up, and boy, have one sometime. They're
How do you spell it?
Stasis.
Stasis. Okay. I wasn't sure I was hearing it right.
Yeah, it's a really weird experience, and it's like a butterfly. The minute you try to grab it, it's boop, off. And, but it's a really neat thing if you can have one. And you can't make them happen. They just kind of happen. I get them up when really tall, like if I'm standing at a lookout point in the woods or something, or if being overpowered by nature. You may have had it, you know, when you're struck by the beauty of something, or I guess Ryan would have had the experience looking at his newborn children sort of thing. The wholeness of the world just grabs you for a moment, and I don't know. It's hard to put into words.
How did you pronounce that word again?
Stasis. Stasis.
It sounds like Okay, Stasis.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's almost like you tap into the 12th dimension for a brief second, and it's like, and then you're, oh man, I want to stay there, but you can't. I don't know. Maybe I croaked a couple of times. I don't know. But it's a wonderful experience, and you know it when you've had it. And I'm sure a lot of the people listening have experienced it because it does happen.
I feel like I have.
Yeah.
But I feel like I have. I can't put my finger on it. But
well,
I feel
have
I
ever
have.
Looked, you know, have a deep connection with your animals. So have you ever looked into your dog's eyes and seen the being looking back, like truly deeply that
being?
It's like a god. Right. I would describe it, you know, because suddenly there it is. You're just looking right into the eyes of God. The love, Allah, whatever the heck the name you want to put, it's there, and it's just amazing.
I get it.
Just see here. I don't know. It's so hard to explain, but you know it when you get it, and wow. So this has been Science Corner, and what's that guy from the Big Bang Theory? Professor Proton.
Professor Proton.
Yeah, have him on next week to explain the 11 dimensions as described by quantum physics. Because okay. Should we?
Right.
Does anyone have any added thoughts or anything they wanted to say that or not?
I'm just thinking to see if there's something else, but I don't think so.
Scrape our brains off the floor for a bit and then maybe get some callers in. What do you think about that?
And I think that's what the whole mystery of the spirit realms are. I don't think anyone who's the top expert in anything, and it's one of those things where it's like, you know, St. Thomas the Doubter. Sometimes you have to see to believe it. And you're like, when you finally transition, you're like, oh, now I get it. You know, it's one of those things where you're like, it sometimes it's just beyond imagination. It's beyond comprehension. And I don't know if there's one, and there's millions of authors that have written millions of books about this stuff. I'm not too sure anybody's gotten it 100% correct, but it's just, I don't know if you can completely, fully understand it. Even with Eliza Menhu's two books with the channeling air stuff, I don't even know. It's just so massive and so just beyond the human brain to understand, unless you're like, I kind of get it. So,
it's fun,
you know, and that's my little humble pie, because I'm like, I don't know everything. I'll admit, I do what I do as a healer, but I don't know everything. It's not possible.
That's very true, but it's good to learn. It's always a good remedy for sadness is to learn something, this is a good topic. I like it. Shall we bring on our first caller, you guys? Everybody ready?
Sure.
Yeah, sure.
All righty then. 386, you're on with Divine Connections. Hi there. Could we get your name, please?
Hi, my name is Cindy.
Cindy, hi. Cindy, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good. I don't know if the other guys can hear you, but I'm hearing you a bit muffled. Are you...
Yeah, I'm having a hard time hearing.
Okay, so...
All right, hold on. I've got my Bluetooth on, so I'll...
This is much better.
Get that off.
Okay.
Well, that begs the question, so I got a Bluetooth headless... Not headless. Bluetooth heart. I've got a Bluetooth headless on. Can you guys...
Oh, dear.
So
like a wireless.
Yeah. You guys hear me?
Yes,
okay.
Yes. They're all much better. Sorry about that, Cindy. Yeah, you're much clearer now. Thank you.
Okay, that's
so,
okay.
Did you have a question tonight or anything you would like to talk about during about the dimensions at all?
Well, my dimension right now is financially broke. Do you see anything for my finances picking up?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Did you
lose crazy,
a job, or did you quit a job recently, or lose one?
No.
Or, no. Are you?
No.
Sorry. Go ahead.
No, I've been self-employed, but my work has dropped off, and I've picked up a second line of work, working with a friend and trying to go out on my own doing that. So I'll have two different businesses that I'm doing. When one's slow, you know, trying to get where the other one will be a fill-in.
Okay.
So that one I'm just trying to get started. But
yeah. Okay. Well, if anyone's grabbing any information for Cindy, go right ahead. I'm just going to jot.
Yeah, I'll just step forward briefly here. Hey, Cindy. Cindy, this is Ryan calling. Hey, so I'm connecting to you telepathically right now and merging to your energy field. Your second and third chakras are a little jacked up, and I don't mean to say jacked up, but I'll say jacked up for lack of better terms. They're really not spinning. And that is associated between your right under your rib, all the way down to your pelvic region. So a lot of indigestion, a lot of stomach aches because of the turmoil that's going on with you right now. I would suggest you get yourself, and I'll be Captain Obvious here really quick, get yourself grounded and cleared and get your chakras spinning and balanced again, okay? And your head reminds me of a bobbly head. You're spinning around and around and around and around, and you don't have a sense of what's north or what's south right now. You're just kind of like in a whirlpool. Does that make sense? Hello?
Yeah. I was. I just feel I'm going in circles and can't. I don't even know where to start anymore.
And I'm not trying to be a negative Nelly here, but here's what you need to fix yourself. Get yourself a hold of a healer like me or anybody else and get your chakra spinning and balancing. I need you to work on clearing and grounding your energy so when you wake up in the morning, you have a sense of direction. You're like, you know what north is. You know where north is, and the compass is pointing north. You have a clear sense of mission in your mind of where you want to go. And you have an objective, and you know how to reach that objective. But to function on a day-to-day basis as your head's spinning is an exercise in futility for you to find your next purpose. Because it's like, you know, that old schoolyard game of where there's a big stick and you put you put your head on that stick and you run around that stick and you try to, and you get off the stick and you're all dizzy and you try to you know, pin the tail of a donkey or try to play tag. You can't because you're so damn dizzy. I mean, so I would suggest that you get your bearings straight, clear and ground your energies, get your chakras spinning and balanced again, because we're stuck in the mud right now. And the interesting
thing
is,
so how do I do that?
How do you do
get
your
chakras, get the chakras spinning again? Yeah, and grounding.
Yeah, I mean, I do that in my healing business. You get a hold of me, or get a hold of another healer, whatever. But or you can get a 2 minute, whatever. But once you get your chakra spinning and balanced, I think you'll be okay. I mean, and I'm also picking up a lot of heat to my forehead between my eyes right now. Your guys and your angels are challenging you, are begging of you to say, hey, Cindy, wake up to your mediumship abilities through your pineal gland, okay? And you get a lot of ringing, pitch tone in your ears by chance? You know, like
A lot of...
Like you know, that like that old 1980s or 1990s hearing test. You go to doctors and they put hearing pitches in your ears for about 30 seconds. Can you hear this? Can you hear that? Do you get a lot of that? Like it only lasts like 30 seconds or whatever. It comes and it goes.
Yeah. Yeah, because a lot of times I'll stop and listen when I'm outside to hear if it's birds or something in the trees. And then I don't hear it. I get still and try and figure out what it is.
Well, that's what it is. And the reason why I bring it up is that when it happens again, Cindy, is I want you to write down the time it happens. Okay. Say you're outside monkeying around on a fall day. You hear it, you're raking the leaves, whatever. You look at your watch. When it happens, it says 1:57 or something stupid like that. And then you write that number down and you go to a vetted website and you look at your angel card number for 157, and that's the message that they're trying to get through to your sixth soul. And I don't mean that sarcastically, but that's you have to be open and receptive to it. And the reason why, because we're talking about frequencies and dimensions, the reason why I think because they talk a million miles a second, they don't it's a very, very fast chirp. It only lasts for about 30 seconds, maybe a minute, but that's rare. It shows up as fast as it goes away. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that does make sense.
So, do you have a pen and paper?
Give me one second.
I know the answer to that, but you don't.
Okay.
So,
okay, now I have a pen and paper.
Okay, so without clogging up the radio time right now, I'll give you my email address and we can chat offline after this and I can explain a little bit more what we talked about tonight, maybe give you some direction, okay?
Okay, thank you.
My address is healingthroughspirit@gmail.com and go ahead and shoot me an email and I will be happy to explain more about what you're going through offline, okay? I just don't want to clog up the air time. We could be talking literally for another 40 minutes.
Okay. Sounds great. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay. Well, that was amazing, right? Yeah. Jody, is anything coming through for Cindy with you?
Yeah. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you very well. Thank you.
Okay, good. Hi, Cindy.
Hi, Jody.
You know, I absolutely got the feeling of being discombobulated and not sure what direction to go. There's a few things about it. There's some fear there and concern about the financial situation. But don't forget that the universe hears what you put out as a frequency. And so the fear about your finances has a different frequency than the frequency of I attract abundance. And the frequency of I attract abundance is the one you need to be putting out all the time. And that is hard to do when you know that you have stepped over what you're comfortable spending, or you have debt, you're worried about paying bills. And one of the finest pieces of advice I ever heard came from Esther Hicks. Well, actually came from Abraham through Esther Hicks. Are you familiar with them?
Yes.
Okay.
Uh-huh, I am.
And so what Abraham said was, someone stood up and asked this question. You know, I'm worried about money. How do I not worry about it? Right? I said, don't think about
right.
it. And so what do? You pick that 5 minutes of the month when you sit down and you pay your bills, or of the week, and you let yourself think about it briefly as you pay your bills, and then you say, I'm not thinking about it again. And the rest of the week, I am focused on there is money coming my way. And you just compartmentalize it and put it away. Take that fear and just say, I'm not giving it any anxiety. I'm not giving it any energy. And any anxiety I have now gets to be excitement about the thing I want to do. Okay? And trust that Creator, God, whatever you choose to call it, has got your back on what it is that you're doing. One thing I do feel about this thing you're jumping into, I just heard this, is are you feeling like it's more this partner's thing than yours? Because I get the feeling that you're not all that invested, not the same as them.
Well, the person that introduced me to it and kind of gave me their business model and, you know, helping me get started, I'm not in partnership with them, but they have helping me get started in it, and they have helped a few other people that used to work for them get started in their own business doing the same thing. And he's been in it for a very long time. He's been doing this work. So he's very, he's got a clientele built up that's repeat business and stuff coming, where I'm trying. So I've worked for him part-time on and off.
Do you have the same excitement about this business, though? Is this what you want to do?
No. But
okay.
It's not
so
like something I'm passionate about, but it's a business for income. I don't mind doing it. It's, you know, good, honest work, and I'm capable of doing it. It's just because the other type of work that I'm doing is not something that's consistent to pay the bills right now, especially in the area where I live. This is just a secondary business to help, you know, support the everyday.
And what is
bill,
the everyday kind of thing? Is the everyday grind a grind, or is it something you love?
What do you mean? What everyday grind?
Well, you said the grind, the daily grind. So I assume that's what you call your regular job.
No.
Okay. So
no,
my
that's
point
not,
is that.
No.
Go ahead.
No, what I was saying is to pay the everyday bills.
Yes.
This is
the
second
job
business
that you,
to pay the bills.
Okay. But is your daytime job a job you love? Because what I'm getting is the money will follow if you do what you love. But this really isn't what you love.
Well,
so
I was doing
you
what
can,
I loved, and the money wasn't following, so I had to resort to something else in addition to it to be able to try and pay
okay.
the bills.
Are you, so are you still doing that? Are you still doing what you love? Because honestly, this second part-time gig could make you money and can help you pay the bills. But I don't want to see you giving up what you love because I feel like
right.
you need that to help you.
Well, I don't intend to give that up, but it's
okay.
kind
okay.
of, I'd say seasonal, but it's not seasonal. It's up and down based on, well, it's the type of work. It's doing laser work on horses. That's a lot of performance work. It's based around events or the finals that come up or the big races and the things. But in
mm-hmm.
between, it's very slow.
Okay.
And a lot of that is the area where I live, and I really need to get to a better area. But to do that, I have to have the money to make the move with. So I have to do something real life to pay the real life bills and to get ahead so that I can make a move to a more lucrative area to be able to focus more of my time on doing what I love. But, if I get a phone call tomorrow, somebody wanting that work done on their horse, that's the direction I'm headed. But this other
because
would offer me, the second business would offer me, more stability in between and consistency, but I still make my own schedule on both of them. So when the other work is there, I can focus on it.
Okay, so there's a means to an end with this work, and it's
right.
not what you want to be doing all the time. So when you're setting this business up, make sure that you're setting it up so that someone else can run it for you. Okay. Because you're not going to,
mm-hmm.
when your laser business with the horses takes off, because I feel it will, this other business needs to be managed by someone you trust and who can handle it for you.
Mm-hmm.
I also, I do feel you moving. It'll be within 3 years. But I feel like there's a better, more substantial and easier way to build up consistent regular income besides just this job, besides this part-time business, okay? Have
okay.
you thought about taking some sort of job just to fund the move? Because I feel like you do need to be in a bigger city that has more of the type of business that you want to do. Because are you using a laser to help animals, horses, repair injury?
Yes. Yep.
Okay.
It's therapeutic
laser. It's
mm-hmm.
helping, and it can help with breaks, fractures, but mostly I feel like muscle and tendon stuff, like the soft tissue.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All of the above.
Okay. Because, girl, you got a job to do. There are horses that need you. And I also get that you're an animal communicator, kind of a horse whisperer in your own way, and... You know, this is what you're
yeah.
supposed to be doing. And this is where the mediumship skills that Ryan was talking about come into play.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because you have a really great ability to have almost a form of telepathy is what I'm hearing with the horses.
Mm-hmm.
So the sooner you get to a place, the sooner you're going to make money doing it. At doing what you truly love. And even then, there's two things. First of all, make sure you're charging enough for these treatments, because I don't think you are. And second of all, the move is going to definitely make a big difference. You will be off and running. But I think it's very difficult to ever do this totally full time. But with your pricing being in the right range,
mm-hmm.
you will be able to make a good living doing it and not need anything else. And I see you probably working with racehorses. Is that your goal, is to work with horses that perform or horses that race, like Kentucky Derby type of horses?
I have worked on thoroughbred racehorses on the track and competitive rodeo horses, barrel racing horses, NFR horses.
Okay.
Yeah.
And there's
another thing I really
want you to think about. I want you to consider taking a Reiki class or
I've done that years ago.
Good.
I'm a Reiki master.
Also, okay, in a medical intuitive class, you understand that the minute that you see an injury, you can start, you don't even have to see it. You just have to know it. And if you have a group of people who you work with on these lasers, the minute that you know they've been injured, you can start, say, sending Reiki or energy healing until you can get there with a laser. And it is so much going to increase the healing of the lasers. And you can, I also feel you can use it when you're using the laser. So integrate that with your healing. It's going to set you apart. Horses have four legs, right? So they are way more grounded little beings than we are. And they will respond much better. And they're like, you could save a horse with a broken leg with something like this.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you obviously have the passion there and the ability.
So how do you
well
see me
as,
being able to make that move so I can get back to doing that as my main source of income and career?
Honestly, it doesn't take that. I don't think it takes that much to move. It's almost like just go take a job for 3 months and move. Just go.
Well, I've got to find a place to go to. I've been looking already for a while, and
okay.
Something hasn't opened up, you know. And I have my own horses as well that have to go with me, so I have to find a property that accommodates, that has land that accommodates them as well. And it's been a real problem finding a place and having some place open up and open up, you know, in the range where I can make the move. The doors haven't opened. I mean, I've been looking hard.
Okay. Keep looking and put it out there that it is coming and it is now. If you put this out there and you really are focused on the right place and they're telling you you have to be specific about what you want, and we'll see you needing to write it down. It could open up by March because I get March of this coming year, 3 months. Okay.
Okay.
But it's like keep your focus on the right thing first because this other business is going to be a secondary thing to this.
Mm-hmm.
But right now you have the time to put the energy into it, so definitely do it. And I feel like you may have fun with it. So don't think I'm poo-pooing it. I'm not at all. I think it could be very valid. And you need something that you like to take up the time when you're not working because I feel like you need to be busy. It's hard for you to sit still. And when you do, then you sit around and worry. And that worry is not serving you. It's not serving your stomach. I think Ryan had picked up on some things in your the lower part of your body, and I agree with him on that, with anxiety mm-hmm. causing you tummy trouble and potty problems. So definitely focus on staying busy enough that you're not thinking about that, even if it's just going out and loving on your horses. Because at the end of the day, that's what you really love are your horses. Does what I've said make sense for you?
Very much, very much.
Okay, and
I'm definitely ready to move and relocate. So I'm ready to move.
Don't let
forward.
That fear take over, baby.
Yeah.
Don't let that fear take over. That is why you have. This is why you just keep changing your sights. You know, I had this conversation with myself today about debt, and I said, you know what? It's coming down, and it's going to keep coming down. And when I have the extra, I put it in there, and I don't focus on that big money or the big number. I don't look at the amount of time it'll take. I don't worry about the interest it costs. I make my payments. I keep the debt in check. I don't use it, you know. It's not huge compared to anyone else. No one else would probably think it's a big deal, but for me, I don't like it. And so I have decided to let it be, right? Because what do you do when you worry something over and over and over? You just hurt it. You hurt yourself. Don't do that. Be done with it. You deserve more than that. You deserve better. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. I'm going to pass over to you, Lynn.
Okay, thanks. That was great, Jody. Hi, Cindy.
You're welcome. Thank you. Hi, Lynn.
Hi there. I don't normally pull cards, and I actually wasn't pulling cards, but yeah, I did draw the image here of the Three of Clubs. So I looked it up for you.
Ooh. Okay.
Okay, I get the page to come up just a second. I know that, here we go. So the Suit of Clubs refers to the element of fire. It represents ambition, business, achievement, and success. We'll go down to the Three of Clubs, and it says here, events go well, colleagues and people around are helpful. So that, I kind of like that for you.
Wow, that, yeah, that's fitting.
Up. Yeah, so you can, so here I've got a whole bunch of notes here, and I'll try to make sense of them. So I went to, this is hard, but to lose the expectations of what should happen, which lead to worry, which leads to disappointment, and it becomes a circular energy that just keeps repeating itself. And that's what leads to all the stress and the tension in the lower parts, the lower chakras. And projecting, when I was listening to you talk with Jody, and this is, I'm not chastising you at all. It's a very human thing to do, but you were listing all the things that were not going right. And if you can change the way you phrase that into, as Jody said, I am successful. I am where I need to be. What you're doing is aligning yourself with the frequency that you want to be in, which is a successful entrepreneur doing the work you do with the love that you put into your work. You have to align yourself with that frequency as if you already have that achieved. It's already happening for you. It's almost as simple as fake it till you make it, but you're telling yourself a different story. So you don't want to say, I haven't found a place yet, and I can't find a place. Because if you think you can't, you're right. Where you allow the magic to happen by aligning your frequency with what you want to have happen. If you can go online and just look at some of Einstein's quotations on this whole phenomenon, he puts it really well. I think there's one on this actual radio show link. I can't find it here, but it really is a mind over matter thing. So correct yourself when you are expressing the negative, change it to a positive, and do remember to be grateful for where you are and what you have right now, because so far you've had 100% survival rate. And give yourself a pat on the back, because what you've gone through has not been easy, and you can be very proud of where you've gotten yourself. And I do get a chevron expressing abundance, going like expanding. It's the mathematical symbol for increase. So I like that for you. It tells me that it's going to get better. Knowing, oh, yes, don't be afraid of crowdfunding. The work you do is it's unusual. It's a new technology, and people will be interested in it. And don't be afraid to try a little crowdfunding. I think that might be a little success for you. Because all through, I wrote events down twice, planning for events, demand for service. Okay, and so just projecting those expectations, just make sure you are there already in the mind, and reality will follow. It's what Wayne Dyer describes as real magic, and it wouldn't hurt to find that book if you can and just give it a read. It really helps change your vibration. I think that's okay. Everything I have for you, Cindy, but, you know, try not to worry. Try to expand into the abundant future that I really feel is waiting for you. Don't worry about it. It's going to happen for you as long as you're aligned with that frequency. Simple and hard at
Thank
the same
you.
Time, but I think you can do it. You're a very, very smart person. Oh, and does the name Bev have any meaning for you?
Bev?
Yep.
Not that I can think of at this time.
Okay, we'll keep it in mind. It may be a living person down the road that you're going to meet, but just keep the name Bev. Short and sweet, Bev came in. Okay, and that's
okay,
what I
thank
have for you,
you,
Cindy. I hope you feel better, and I hope that you do know that it's going to be okay. You know, just keep telling yourself and promising yourself. The universe won't let you down. You do the work. You do the work, it'll meet you there. The road will rise up for you. Okay?
Thank you all so much.
You're so welcome. Thank you for calling.
Very inspiring. Thank you.
Oh, bless your heart. Thank you, Cindy. Okay.
Thank you, Cindy.
Okay.
Have a good night.
Thank you, Ryan.
Terrible operator. Okay, we're going to move on now to 856. Hello, you're on with Divine Connections. Could we have your name, please? Hello, 856. I think we've put them to sleep with our physics discussions. All right, so I'm going to put you back on mute, and we'll move on to our next caller, which is a really neat math because it's 586 now. 586, you're on with Divine Connections. Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Can we get your name, please? Hi, Diane. How are you?
Hi, Diane. How are you doing?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Well, I think we're good. I'm starting to read cards. I never did that before.
Well, that's awesome. That's awesome.
Who knew, eh? Maybe I should start doing that. That's funny. Did you have anything you'd like to say about dimensions at all, or do you have a question tonight?
The dimension, I'm learning in regards to the dimension. I was talking to a friend in January, and I'm like, oh, my God, do you hear the birds? It's so beautiful. And she's like, you're in a totally different dimension because it's January. Do you understand that? I'm like, there's birds out in January. And she insists that I was wrong. So I'm assuming I was in a different dimension. I'm like, okay, I'll take that. And Jody, I think the name of your book would be Phenomenal, What You Knew Before the Age of 10. I think that would be a great book for you to do and start.
Thanks, honey.
You're welcome. So I had a really great experience today. I wanted to share a little bit with that just really quick. I met this beautiful woman, did a little bit of Reiki on her, and she, after I got done, she says, I sensed you. And I go, you sensed me? She goes, yeah, I haven't done that in a long time. And it was her birthday, and it was just, I don't know, it was really beautiful. But I'm calling to ask you guys, it was just a beautiful feeling. I'm calling to ask you guys if you have your feeling on me, whether it's financial, whether it's I give up on the love. It'll happen when it happens. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of searching. It'll happen when it happens. So,
wow. Oh, dear.
I'm gonna hold on this for a little bit. Like, I was just going to ask Diane, does she have a not unloaded question for us?
a not unloaded. I know. I'm sorry. I should rephrase. Well, I was just opening it for you to whatever the universe wants you to inform.
Oh, man. Okay. you guys can go first. I have to ponder on this for a little bit because I'm trying to tap. Go ahead.
You can take a little breather there, Ryan. I'm just wondering, Diane, if do you have anyone on the other side whose name would be Delia?
Delia? No.
Something like that. Delia, Delilah, something like that. It's a D name with that kind of sound. Not
no.
You, eh?
I'll ponder it, but no.
Yeah. Okay. You know what? When they come, these names come through, I write them down. I just give it to you. I can't really explain.
Exactly.
Okay, and I'm getting a message from this energy, or spirit, I guess you can say. Just one sec. And Jody, pipe up if anything's coming through, if you want to just, do this together.
Okay.
I'm being shown a warrior. And
When you said warrior, my son Joshua came to me. I'm sorry.
Okay, is he?
I'll shut up.
No, Diana, that's perfectly fine. Is he? How would you describe him as a warrior? Is he in the army?
No, he's a protector of his sister. Ever since my husband and I divorced, he's very strong and protector of my daughter. Not my sister, his sister, my daughter.
Okay, that's ringing, that's giving me the tingle, so I think you're on a good track here. So they're talking about the warrior, and they're talking about the warrior, they want you to help this person take a break. It's like a 24/7, take a break from constantly being, this person is wound up too tight, okay?
Yep, Debbie Josh.
Okay.
Okay.
And she's, I think this energy that's coming through is just asking you to help this person not to go on like this. It's not doing his health any good. So do what you can to help him calm or to even help him laugh a little bit, you know? It's like life is being taken so seriously that he's going to be able to do chin-ups on his eyebrows pretty soon if he keeps frowning like that, you know? So just help
him.
Can
I check in too?
Yeah, sure, Julie, yeah. Please.
And I said, Josh, what did you get?
As soon as you said warrior, do you remember the spirit guide who was with you? Who was running by your car? And you, the spirit guide who is a warrior.
Yeah, my spirit guide. Right. Okay.
I got that, and I think that the message Sue is delivering is also about you being so wound up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can hear you. Okay.
Yep.
So I have to help myself to not be so wound up.
I'd say so. Yeah. Warrior mode is good, but not all the time. Like you can't be on. Like you cannot fight a battle constantly. You need to take the armor off sometimes. And just let it go, kind of, yeah. Anyway, Jody, keep going. That's really good.
Oh, well, thank you. I think she's onto something with your son, but I also feel that this always being uptight, anxious, worried, nervous, having this kind of energy, you have some tummy issues, and those tummy issues are very exacerbated by that. And it's like, gotta slow down, gotta breathe. You need to be, you're a shallow breather. They're like, breathe with your stomach, be a belly breather, let that belly go.
Okay.
Worry less, more joy, less frowning.
More joy, less frowning, did you say?
Yes.
That's weird. Mm-hmm. I thought we always have to be grounded.
No, less frowning.
Oh, frowning. Okay, more glory.
Yeah, more joy. And
okay.
And I'm hearing trust yourself a little bit more. You give away a lot of your power when you don't trust your own intuition. And
okay.
They're saying trust your intuition.
What do you mean? I give it away. How do I give it away?
When you don't own things that happen to you, that you pick up, and owning yourself, owning what's important to you, knowing that you're correct when your intuition kicks in, own yourself.
Okay.
You know?
Mm-hmm. I'm
ready. You're as great as you don't realize you are or think you are. Oh, and Ryan is coming in. You're welcome, Ryan. Coming in with the big guns. I hear it. So I'm gonna.
My Josh and I are coming closer together. Thanksgiving really brought us good, so that's good. My son and I. Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome.
No,
hi,
I don't
Ryan.
Have the big. Hey, how you doing, Diane?
Good. How are you, sir?
I am fantabulous. Connected to your energy being telepathically here,
And I'm going to be very blunt here. Call a spade a spade. Your fifth chakra is jacked up, and that's associated with your failure to speak your truth. Your fifth chakra is not spinning or balanced. And that's associated with communications or failure to speak your truth. And I know that because my throat is tight right now. My voice box is tight. Even though you are a forthright person, sometimes you bite your tongue. And bear with me here. There is a bright light here, okay? But I'm going to go through the negative energies because I'm picking them up for you, okay?
Okay, no problem.
I got a steel taste in my mouth, which is associated. You remember that character Jaws from 007, that dude that had a mouthful of steel?
No,
if you weren't a fan of 007, you wouldn't know what I'm talking about because that was back in the 1970s. hold on here. So when your fifth chakra is messed up and it's not spinning, it means for you that you're holding back on something, and which is strange because you really don't hold back. When you generally call a spade, so I'm kind of confused by that. You're a type A personality. You're dominant. You call grass green, the sky blue. So I'm confused as I have to do some little bit more digging on that as to why you're holding back on certain things. But the other thing I'm picking up is all your chakras need to be spinning in balance again, but the worst one is your communication, which is your fifth chakra. I'm also picking up on some discomfort in your joints from your pelvis down below. Are you active? Are you like a runner?
Am I like a runner?
Are you active? You run? You do anything active?
No. I run around at work. That's it. Up and down, that's it.
Okay.
Then I come home and I sit in my booty.
I don't know anybody who doesn't do that. you need to start lubricating your joints. Start doing treadmill action. I'm picking up on some stuff in my both my knees, my ankles. With you, pre-arthritic conditions with you. So need you to start being a little bit more active. And I'm on the physical plane right now. So there's four planes of existence. There's physical, mental, spiritual, emotional, and mental. We already talked about the spiritual with your fifth chakra. On the physical plane, need you to get on that treadmill or walk outside, do something physical, keep them joints lubricated, take some vitamins, do what you have to do, fish oil, whatever. Do Google search, but you don't want that arthritis to sit in because your joints are starting to get a little achy. What was your original question? I'm sorry.
That's quite all right. I'm a little confused in regard to my spiritual because I'm like these last couple of days. Like I did Reiki last night on my friend, and he's had the numbness in his left hand, and he texted me this afternoon and said, "You're helping me," and I'm like, I'm on blood pressure meds now, so I don't know if it's interfering with my energy or not, but I'm trying to connect with my spiritual as much as possible. And you're right, I usually speak my mind, so I'm trying to guess what it is that I'm holding back upon. I recently just had a friend that I felt was a friend move in, and I ended up having to kick her out, and that was the hardest thing for me to do. But after four fights in 11 days, I couldn't handle it anymore. So, and I think I'm still struggling with that because it was hard. I kind of do my best to be nice and kind to all, but I had to finally, and for once, I stood up for me. So I don't know if that's where I'm still battling, or. But
no, of course it is. Because, yeah. I don't mean to sound arrogant, because
no,
you
you're
are,
fine.
And you could be the most advanced Reiki master on earth, but because
no.
you're an empath, porous boundaries and negative energies get inside your being and jack you up. It is what it is.
Right.
And then per Jody's and Lynn's comments earlier about grounding and clearing your energies, get yourself a couple stones, black hematite, black tourmaline, clear quartz. Get them on eBay. They're like $2-3 a piece, whatever. You got to protect the boundaries of yours, Diane, because you're not doing a good job of that. And that's not news to you.
How do I know I'm not protecting it? Does that make sense?
Well, if you wake up feeling like a 10, like a scale of 1 to 10, 10 feeling the best, and you go to
like
bed, you're feeling
one.
Like a, if you wake up in the morning and you feel like a 10, feel 1 to 10,
okay.
10 being the best, like you're feeling like a superstar, you know, you go out there and
right,
top
right.
of the world. If you go to bed feeling like a 3 or 4, then something happened.
I know, I've been staying up way too late.
Something merged into your energy field. And
okay.
Diane, it could be as simple as, for example, being an empath.
Okay.
It could be as simple as you walking into a bar where a lot of ghosts hang out, by the way, or hospice center. And ghosts love people that are drunk because they just become hitchhikers. It could be as simple as a ghost merging into your energy field and knocking you down a few notches. I've been there, done that. I've been a Ghostbuster. It's not hard for them to do that. So when you come home at night, or when you're done with your daily work, you're like, oh, my God, I just need to take my socks and my shoes off. I need to drink some peppermint tea. I feel like crap. I just need to sleep for 12 hours. Then something penetrated your energy field, and you have to shake it off and get rid of it. And that's not something that, you know, the theme of the tonight's show is energy dimensions, and that's where these fourth-dimensional beings come into play, where they take advantage of people like you and me and say, she's getting weak. I'm going to attach onto her energy field because I can and I will, because her vibrational frequencies was at a 10, now it's down at a 4. I'm going to latch onto her. And you can't tell me that there have been days where you've gone to bed and you just feel like crap.
Right.
You know? And the sleepless night, you look at the clock every 2 hours, like, oh, my God, I just need 4 hours of sleep. Look at the clock. It's 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock. And you're like, holy cow, come on, body. Why can't you get to sleep? Next thing you know, the alarm goes off at 7 o'clock in the morning. You're like, I've got 2 hours of sleep that I'm aware of. And that was pretty bad. You need to learn protection and boundaries. And you can do that.
I need
with
to do my
stones.
Level again.
Yeah. So you know, but you know, holy cow, you're a lot like me. I clear and ground my energies. I know this sounds ridiculous, but I clear and ground my energies every hour, and I do it automatically through my spirit team. And you could do the same. And because when you're working with people, because you've got a heart of gold, Diane, that's you have to do it more than once or twice a day. And I think when you do that, you'll find yourself in a much better state of saying, I feel so much better, you know?
Okay.
Because
right.
you are a you're a light worker, you're a humanitarian, and you owe that to yourself because you deal with a lot of negative people out there. I mean, that's your job as a master. That's your job is to take these negative energies out of people, but when you do that, you're taking them into your body and you have to transmute that to Gaia. Right? That's
right.
What you feel. So I apologize if I'm preaching to the choir here. I apologize if anything that's...
You're fine.
That
you don't, no, or, you know, I have no problem with it. Speak the truth, not...
You know,
don't tiptoe around it. Speak it out.
You know, I mean, like I told my hosts earlier today, you know, the benevolent spirit world or the team that I channel, they will always call a spade. They will always tell you what you need to hear and not what you want to hear. And sometimes it's not a bed of roses. It is what it is. And I'm just not trying to be a negative note. I'm not trying to be a jerk, but just kind of work on that stuff a little bit. Take your Epsom salt bath. Get those three crystals if you don't already have them. And, yeah. As far as your original question, which I believe was about finance, was it?
That's sure. Yeah. How about go for it?
No, I You need to get your house in order first.
I need to get what in first?
You need to get your house in order first. In other words, that's a metaphor for saying you need to get your mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual planes in order first. In order, get them cleaned out, cleared out through a healer or whatever. And once you do that, once you say, drop so relax the ooze, then I think you'll find that the universe will ebb and flow what you need to you. Right now, you're kind of blocking yourself from that because your chakras are jacked up.
Okay.
So, you know, the bright spot is, I promise you, a bright spot. I like this. You have a heart of gold. You have an infectious smile. And your laugh is even more awesome. And your eyes are sightless. So many, many people are attracted to you, which is very, very good for your business. You have an infectious personality. You're like a magnet. People just come to you. When you walk into the room...
Yeah, it's a long magnet.
What's that?
I'm a magnet to the wrong.
Diane, you're the type of woman that when you walk in a room, people stop typing on their computer, they look up and they say, Miss Charisma. You have that magnetic personality, and you're the life of the party. You're a good public speaker, and you're golden. But you have to protect your boundaries, okay?
Okay.
And get yourself the dream catcher if you don't already have one.
Get myself what? I'm sorry?
A dream catcher.
A dream? Oh, yeah, I think I have one. I'll look one. Okay.
All right, yep. And like I said, you're going to go far. Just take care of yourself. You're number one in your book, okay?
Okay.
So when you wake up in the morning, I want you to go to that mirror after you wash your face or do whatever and just look at yourself in the eyes and say, I love you, Diane. I love you, Diane. You're the best. And then believe it. And
that isn't that arrogant?
Hmm?
Isn't that sort of arrogant?
No. Why would you not want to say to yourself that you love you? I mean,
okay.
Who gives a shit? You're in the bathroom alone, and you walk up to the mirror and say, or I'll say to myself, I love you, Ryan. You're a good guy. I love you. What's wrong with that?
Nothing wrong. You're right. Nothing.
You know.
I know I haven't been able to look at myself because I'm not looking. The appearance.
Look at yourself in the hairy eyeball and say, I love you, Diane. You're a good woman. And it takes 3 seconds. Nothing wrong with that. It's not being egotistical because you're loving your soul. You love yourself. It's not like you're saying, oh, I'm the cat's ass. I'm better than the guy next door. I'm this, that, and the other thing. No. You're just saying, I love you. Thank you for being you. And that's not being egotistical. It's just
you came to this earth for a reason, and you have to love yourself for that. With that, I'll pass. Sorry for the jaw-jacking.
Okay, will do.
All righty.
All right.
Thank you.
Shall I go, or Jody, did you want to add anything, or where are we at here?
No, I think you can go ahead.
Okay. I looked up, if anyone knows numbers, feel free to chime in, but the number 4 came in for you, and boy, I don't know if I could read all the amazing attributes they're ascribing to you, but practicality, organization, exactitude, service, patience, devotion, application, pragmatism. It goes on and on and on. Basically, you're a really solid human being. You can look this up. Just look up angel number 4 and it'll come up for you. But the message is your angels are offering you love, support, encouragement, and inner strength, enabling you to do what you need to do and achieve your goals with diligence and proficiency. When you take positive action towards your highest intentions, aspirations, and goals, the universe works in your favor and helps you to establish solid foundations and advance you along your path. Angel number 4 indicates your angels are around you and that you are able to call upon them for help, guidance, and assistance whenever you feel the need. Trust that you have all the skills, talents, and abilities to overcome any obstacles and achieve your highest aspirations. It also encourages proper preparations with your plans and set things in motion with system and order so that you can achieve your goals and aspirations. Sounds like what the Jody and Ryan were describing. So you've got it going on for sure. I was going to suggest you find a chakra chart online and look how the different energy centers correspond to the different parts of the body and the organs and the kinds of negative health response you're going to get from worry, negative energy. All the stuff you know already, it makes you feel clenched in that center of you, and it's describing the way you're responding to what's happening. And because as an empath, as Ryan says, you're a sponge, and you go around and you don't even know it. And I think we all do it if we're not careful. You come back, and you're like, whose feelings am I feeling? And they aren't yours.
Right.
So being able to discern those is really useful. And a good chakra chart is going to help a lot. And you'll sort of get a sense of what's feeling bad and what to do about it. I also get the message, and this is coming through from this same energy who would have been called Delia or Delilah when incarnate.
Uh-huh.
I think this is maybe one of your spirit team, if it's not a relative you're recognizing, but she is around you, and she says, do not close the door on love. You are not done yet.
Thank you, Delilah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? What I'm getting is a very strong feeling from her that you're not really giving up on love. You're giving up on the pain involved in the process of, I guess, rejecting, you know, frog after frog after frog, so to speak.
Right.
Yeah. So you're not giving up on love. Love is totally a good thing to have if you can find it. It's a gift. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing to have. So don't close that door. But And then the image, the last image that comes in is of a garden growing, and I think, and it feels like it corresponds to your family relationship. Feels like it's a slow process, but remember that for a little wrinkly seed to turn into a multicolored flower, it's going to take that process. It's got to start underground, and what's happening underground for you is totally alive and active, so keep doing what you're doing with the family, because it is going to come out like a beautiful garden and start to grow. And trust that bond. And I will say, too, as far as self-love goes, you're confusing that with arrogance. But if you see yourself through the eyes of spirit, there is nothing but love. There is no option but love. You came here in love. You are here you are loved. So don't ever, never not give that to yourself, because you're your best friend. You're with yourself 24/7. So love the heck out of yourself, and you'll find that it expands out to others. Mm-hmm. So there you go. Any last thoughts, Ryan or Jody?
I just want to say thank you to all three of you. And when you were identifying,
thank you.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Oh, I think it's okay. I think Jody's looking at Maggie or something. Go ahead. When we were describing,
I said, when you were describing Angel Number 4, and you were saying the things that they were saying, I feel that that's who I am, and I do my damnedest to be that person, because we need more love and peace in the world than what we have. So I do my best.
Yeah,
so it's nice to hear that.
I'll just give you the link here. It's sacredscribesangelnumbers.blogspot.com. So that's, you're looking for Sacred Scribes Angel Numbers is the
Sacred
site.
Scribe, S-C-R-I-B-E, Sacred Scribe.
Yeah, and
yeah,
I'll tell you what. Oh, sorry?
No, no, I was just saying, Diane, I didn't mean to interrupt you, Lynn. Diane, if you look up, if you just do Google on angel card numbers, Sacred Scribes on Google is about 8, maybe 9 links down on Google. It's no longer the top one, but it's down there and it's vetted. Sorry, Lynn. Sorry, Lynn.
Oh, no, I was just going
to say,
Diane.
What do you want me to Google, Diane? Google what?
I was just giving you the information of what Lynn was telling you, that Sacred Scribe Angels, when you type in that, it's not going to be on the top of the Google list. You're going to have to kind of filter your way down a couple steps to pick that website up. But it's a very, very reliable website. That's all I was trying to say. I didn't mean to interrupt. I feel bad. Sorry.
Oh, don't, Ryan. I was going to say, when Diane reads all the descriptions of this number that came up for her, if you don't love yourself after that, you're nuts, because it's really good. You are like a real star here, so, yeah.
Good. I try to be the best.
She's a fantastic lady.
Yep.
Aw, thank you, sweetie.
Yeah.
I try.
Yeah. Well, keep doing what you're doing. You're on the right path for sure. Just don't worry, and let the warrior energy just relax once in a while.
Okay, really, really quick, the reason why I drew Josh is because my son went through, we just had a very rough talk the other day. He was molested when he was 3, and he's now finally, we went through therapy and everything, but now he's finally sharing it and talking, and he and I had the best Thanksgiving, and we've gotten closer, so... that's what, and he hides all his anger and pain, and he punches walls when he's angry. So that's where I felt maybe he's the one who needs, but I see both.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that's going to get channeled into better avenues as you work together as a family. The garden image is very beautiful for you. Just know that even though you don't see it above the ground yet, it's growing underneath. And it will bloom as you go.
And you have to let, and I'm sorry to interrupt, but you also have to let him learn the lessons he needs to learn without getting in the middle of that, which is hard.
He's very strong, Warren.
Yeah, or carrying his energy for him. Yeah, don't carry other people's energy. It won't.
No, don't carry it for him.
Mm-hmm.
No.
You can't fix everything for everyone, honey.
I want you.
I know you do.
I've taken enough of you guys' time up, and I greatly appreciate each and every one of you, and it was so beautiful to hear all of you. And, Ryan, I'm good with structure. I like structure because then it'll make me – actually, it makes me fight a little bit harder and more harder on myself, but to get it done. So thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. And you know, the idea of not carrying someone else's energy is simply saying, when they're talking to you, it's like the old expression,
you put your hand out and you say, talk to the hand because the face ain't paying attention. Or what Eleanor Roosevelt used to say, what somebody thinks of me is none of my business. So that expression is saying, you can talk smack all you want to me. I really don't give a crap. And that's the boundary. That's the energy of saying, no, I ain't taking this from you. Goodbye.
And I'm slowly learning it at 52. I'm slowly getting there. I'm finally, I think Jody can tell you that doing what I had to do with Michelle was extremely hard for me, but I had to do it because I needed to find. So thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome.
I appreciate each and every one of you, and bless you all.
Stay on the line with us, Diane. I'm just going to give out our websites and whatnot. So if you want to connect with Jody, you can go find her on Facebook and also connectedbyspirit.com. Ryan can be found also on Facebook, and you can find him too at healingsthroughspirit.com. You can find me.
Is that number two or the word two?
I'm sorry?
Healing two, sorry? Number two, or the word two?
Healing
neither.
Through. Oh, through. Well,
spirit.
Then it's neither. All
healing
right, thank you.
Through spirit. My apologies. I got rented.
No.
Okay.
Well,
and
no.
I am at lbleasdale.wixsite.com/Lynn. Tomorrow night is Enter the Light with Jan Drake Bakke, Shannon Johnson, and Ryan Adragna again. I'm not sure if they have a guest or not. Sundays is, DC Love and Barbara Grace. It's Love and Amazing Grace, I think it's called.
DC Love?
DC Love, right. Monday night, I don't know if there's a show. Tuesday night is Be Here Now with Heather Fallon and Werbrook, and she's usually got a guest on. So join us at the same time, 8 p.m. EST, 7 Central, and 5 Pacific. So
very inspiring.
Thank you. I just want to say to caller area code 401, I've written your number down. If you can call us back next week, we'll make sure you get on first. We've just run out of time, guys. So I just want to thank everyone for joining us and for calling in and for listening.
Thank
have
you.
Have a wonderful week. And hopefully we'll talk to you and listen next week. Okay. Thank you. Have a wonderful night.
Good night, guys. Thanks.
Good night,
everybody.
Good night.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They learn much more than I never knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.